Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I am joined today, my co-host, Alan Broyhill, here with me.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Alan, how are you doing today?
Good. Ready to record.
Yeah. I am so excited because we have an exhilarating guest with us, none other than Jenna.
Lovely to be here with you two this morning.
Thanks for being here, Jenna.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, Alan, tell our listeners who Jenna is.
Jenna, excited to have you. You are a past Skyterra guest and current Skyterra guest.
And current Skyterra guest.
How long have you been coming to Skyterra?
This is actually my fifth journey here.
Did you start coming before I started working here?
I did not. I actually started at the old location probably right around when you were first starting.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So, listeners, Jenna's an OG.
OG.
Anyone
for sure.
Who's been to our previous location, they've had some reps at Skyterra.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So, Jenna, before we introduce the topic and dive in, tell our listeners a little bit about your background, who you are.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Again, thank you both for having me on this morning. Thrilled to be a part of this podcast. And for all you listeners out there, I started my career in ad agency days in South Florida and Miami. Shout out to all our listeners from Florida. And then I continued my career in the tech world. I started at a small company that many of you have probably heard of and used called Google. And I did ad sales.
Love Google.
Just a small
company.
Just a small company.
Just slide that in there.
Yeah, so I started my career doing ad sales across a variety of verticals and industries, and kind of lived all over the U.S. and over in Asia for a snippet of my career, and then pivoted into sales marketing. So I was a little bit less client facing. And my most recent company is now Meta. Formerly, I joined on the Instagram team and the Facebook side doing sales marketing. And now currently I am on a very mission-based marketing team at Meta.
Very cool. Jenna, what are some of your hobbies outside of your day-to-day corporate life?
Yes. So my corporate life definitely takes up a bulk of my day, as you guys can imagine, and many of our listeners too. I enjoy playing tennis. I've actually picked up pickleball too, thanks to Skyterra.
I was going to say, where'd you get that at?
Yes, I love pickleball, and I do a couple different gym workouts. Shout out to Orange Theory and all of my people there. And I love just walking. I live in a very walkable city, Austin, Texas. So shout out to everyone from Texas.
So those hobbies are amazing, and glad that those are part of your life. You actually were the one who came up with the topic today, all around corporate burnout, right? And this is something we see a lot of our guests struggling with. So maybe let's start simple, Jenna. What does corporate burnout mean to you?
Great kickoff question, Jeff. Corporate burnout can mean a lot to different people. To me, it really goes back to kind of this feeling of exhaustion, this feeling of stress, kind of this, you're on this never-ending hamster wheel, and you can't keep up with life and work and trying to juggle the balance between the two, and does that really exist? And you're just trying to find different solutions. You're overwhelmed and don't even know where to start. So it's just this kind of like cycle of different emotions that are very overwhelming to me.
Yeah. And it's, you know, kind of that feeling of like, I can't get to this place of balance. And, you know, overwhelm, I think, is a good word that a lot of our listeners can connect with. Alan, you've witnessed a lot of guests coming through our doors who you can almost feel their corporate burnout a little bit. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. As soon as they come through the door, for sure. And I want to make a point that it doesn't have to be a giant company. You know, the corporate size. Jenna, you have an amazing work background at some really awesome large companies, but a lot of our guests have also worked for themselves.
Yeah.
Smaller companies, and they're going through the same exact thing.
Yeah. And so our goal today is to give you some tips and tricks on how to avoid corporate burnout, and also how to recognize if it's happening to you.
Yeah.
So Jenna, our subject matter expert today, we know there's different types of corporate burnout. Could you describe those different types to our listeners?
Yeah, and it's really a kind of a play off what Alan was just chatting about, right? Like, I've been exposed to C-levels at large corporations, from Fortune 500s to large companies like Procter & Gamble, to literally the local small startup business owner, right? That's just you know, getting started and trying to learn the ropes and get their business off the ground. So, and you can also be an individual contributor, someone who doesn't manage people at a medium-sized company. So it's everything large, small, and everything in between. Corporate burnout can impact and affect these people.
Yeah, it sounds like no matter the work environment, this is something that you can have come your way kind of unexpectedly too. And it's almost where you're not able to keep up with some of those things outside of the workday. So how do people recognize if they're hitting corporate burnout? Like, what are the warning signs?
Great question. And it's tough and it varies by person. For me, it's a matter of my level of motivation. I use the term a lot, like pep in my step. So in the morning when you wake up and you truly have that pep in your step, I don't feel like you're necessarily burned out. But if you are struggling to get your day started, right, and you feel this low level of motivation or you're less passionate about going through your workday, you are probably likely hitting some level of burnout.
And that's interesting to key on the word level. We can hit and experience different levels of corporate burnout, and it's almost going to typically impact your motivation and then also your passion for your work. Pep in your step. Nice, Jenna.
And listeners, if you can't tell, Jenna's got a lot of pep in her step.
That's what I wanted to make sure we add. And yeah. I think, you know, Jenna, like, it would probably be pretty easy for us to tell if you were falling into this just because of how optimistic and positive you are.
Yeah.
Could you tell our listeners about a time or a season of your life where you were falling into corporate burnout?
Sure. I've had a couple of different, I think back to your point, Jeff, on different like levels. I also think there's waves of my career that I have truly hit burnout. And I'm very lucky at the current company Meta that I work for. We have a month called Recharge. So after you put in 5 years of work, you get a month off. And I actually got to experience 2 full weeks at SkyTerra, which is a huge treat. And I did half of my recharge here at SkyTerra, I believe 2 years ago, right when COVID hit. So that's just a nice time to step back and reflect. And I feel like I hit burnout a bit after those 5 years because I juggled several different types of global roles. So I was working several different time zones. The world does not shut off. Kudos to those of you that balance those global roles in your daily life now. But it's hard. I call it kind of burning the candle at both ends. And that only works for so long.
Right.
So
yeah.
I was thrilled to get that month off.
Now, did it feel more like hitting a brick wall? Or was it something that you like felt you were easing into? Does that make sense?
I felt like I was easing into it a little bit. It goes back to the levels, right? It kind of starts small, and then you kind of, because I am someone with pep in my step and a lot of energy, you just take on more and more and more, and then you eventually do hit some sort of like wall, but it takes some time to build up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think to Ellen's point, sometimes it can feel like we're hitting a brick wall.
Right.
As you explain your story, it sounds like, you know, 5 years of changing roles, working in different time zones. It sounds like you were pretty ready for that recharge month. And it's cool that Meta has that a part of their culture. I think that's really fun to hear. So I think we always want to try our best to be solutions focused on the podcast. What will help our listeners protect themselves from burnout?
So I think step one is really, you know, taking a step back from your day-to-day work routine. I got some great advice from a mentor recently too, is we have, our days are packed with activities, meetings with other people, meetings with clients.
Very appointment driven.
Very appointment driven.
Alan and I don't know the feeling.
Yeah, if you looked at our Google calendar, it doesn't look hectic at all.
But I challenge people to ask themselves, what meeting on your calendar is actually a meeting with yourself?
Ooh, I like that.
And a lot of us, you know, yourself and your self-care and protecting yourself from burnout is the number one. So I encourage people, start small, you know, maybe every other day, book a 15 minute meeting with yourself to just self-reflect in the morning, to kind of recognize what you want to accomplish throughout the day.
And it sounds like you're advising listeners to be intentional about that self-care time within their day. Does that look a specific way in your life?
Yeah, I am definitely a type A person that I focus on my to-do list. I try to carve out time throughout the day to tackle the initiatives that I need to make impact on, tackle other heads down time, time with my team especially too. So it's a matter of prioritization. There's only so many hours of the day. So just being mindful of what we can tackle and what seems realistic.
Jeff, you do something like this too. I do something similar, but yours looks a little more organized than mine does. You have this cool planner you go through day to day.
I am a big hard copy person when it comes to like mapping out the day.
And
that just helps me kind of forecast the appointments that I'm going to be attending, and it honestly helps to lower the stress, keep me on track. And you know, I think what Jenna's saying is make sure that within planning out the to-do list, you do think about yourself.
Hello, Inspired Intentions listeners. It's the middle of summer. You're enjoying the warm weather and the sunshine and hopefully some time with people you love. What is literally the last thing on your mind? Probably what you're doing in December. But boy, oh boy, do I have good news for you. For the first time ever, we are launching a Halfway to the Holidays summer sale. Stay at SkyTerra for the last 2 weeks in December, and you will save $350 and get two free massages. Not only will you get to spend your holidays with your SkyTerra family, but you can rest easy knowing you'll skip out on all the holiday stress. We will take care of everything. This offer is only available by phone and limited to 30 people, so call 828-476-4658 or send us an email to info@skyterrawellness.com. Now back to the show.
So kind of going off of that, what are some other simple daily habits to keep yourself centered?
My number one advice to listeners is really start small, right? You have to create yourselves habits to recognize this and really train. And it's a muscle you need to build. I know Jeff's a huge fan of breath work. I recommend starting, you know, just 2 to 5 minutes of daily breath work. I personally do this at night to kind of calm my mind down from the day and kind of do a little self-reflection there. Guided meditation. I can't do silent meditation. Guided meditation, I literally can play something on YouTube or SkyTerra at home that just gives me some guided meditation. A short walk in nature when it's not 100 Fahrenheit in Austin.
That's probably hard to walk in the summertime in Austin.
But we're lucky. I have a gym that looks out to nature too. So any type of things where you are truly away from your screen. I am a social person. I love time with my friends and my family too. So if it's just sitting on a patio or picking up my phone and calling a friend or family, I enjoy doing that as well.
These are some great simple tips, Jenna. Now, I think you seem to be someone who obviously cares about other people. And I'm wondering, for listeners who care about the people in their life and potentially are seeing burnout within someone that they care deeply about, how can we help someone in our lives recover or avoid burnout? Because my experience is when you tell someone, hey, you just have to meditate, do it at this time, that's a little aggressive. How could our listeners approach that differently?
Love it. Love it. I think leading by example, right? So I offer and challenge all of you, be the example of having that centered, balanced life. 100%. I realize this is easier said than done. Just give yourself time and patience on that, and then offer support. Everyone, you know, accepts and receives support in different ways, whether that is verbal, just giving someone an encouraging remark, whether that's a gift card to a local place to get a nice massage, whether it's just space and time in silence for them to reflect, using paid time off or unpaid time off too. Some companies offer that as well. And then, of course, as I'm here sitting at SkyTerra, a full reset is always highly recommended as well.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Now, when you're trying to figure out what type of support people want in your in like who are in your life, how do you uncover that? You said it could be a gift card. What would you do to make sure that you're supporting people in the right way?
It's having a one-on-one conversation with them and just getting to know them a bit better, especially if they're someone who reports into you or if it's, you know, a new person that you've gotten connected to via a mentor, just getting to know them. One thing that comes to mind, we have a program at Meta called Fuel, And it's
these are cool names programs. Recharge Fuel.
I'm taking notes. I'm gonna go to the HR department right
after this. I think we're gonna create some programs like this. Keep going, Jenna.
Yeah, and the question my manager asked me and all my managers that I've had over the past 7 years is, you know, what fuels you? And then you just really start kind of getting the personal sense, right? What fuels me is being around my children, being around my partner, being around others. It fuels me to do yoga in silence. So just really understanding what fuels people to get through the day.
Yeah.
And then keeping them accountable. So every one-on-one, I've had certain managers ask me, Jenna, did you play tennis this weekend? You know,
really?
Why didn't you make tennis? And then it just holds me accountable to make sure I am giving the space to make that time to fuel.
It's great that your leadership is taking the initiative to ask you about those things that they know lead to like refueling you as a person. And I love the question that you kind of posed is like making sure that you understand what fuels others in their life so that you can almost help to hold them accountable using your words.
And it brings it to such a personal level too, from a manager down, you know what I mean? If they know what fuels you, I feel like it's easier for them to identify when you're not having that reset poured into you, when you're starting to feel that burnout.
Yeah, yeah. Now, just because we were talking about this before we jumped on air, isn't it super important right now to make sure burnout is not within your work culture? Like, Jenna, what was the stat we saw just in March?
Yes, in March alone, 4.53 million Americans quit their job. And that was according to the U.S. Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. So crazy. And it seems like it's averaging almost 4 million a month of Americans quitting. So we're a part of this interesting, you know, transition here with a great resignation. And also I keep hearing this term, great awakening. So people are really...
I haven't heard that term, great awakening.
Yeah.
What are people doing? Sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah. So the great resignation and great awakening are kind of go hand in hand. And I was a part of a great class here yesterday with our Skyterra therapist, and she mentioned this term like season of life. So great awakening is people are kind of really figuring out with, you know, COVID and this is crazy challenging world that we're in, what really matters to them the most. Mm-hmm. And they're awakened to find that new career chapter or new way of pivoting their life to avoid this type of burnout. And it really depends on the season of life that you're in, whether you're early on in your career, going to school right now, entering into retirement at the peak of your corporate career. That season of life can look very different depending on your chapter.
Great angle, Jenna. Yeah, I think that's helpful to know that we go through seasons of burnout. And what we are seeing collectively in work culture is that folks are consistently reevaluating this right now because unemployment is very low. Like there are plenty of jobs. So back to Skyterra, you've been here 5 times. How has Skyterra helped you to manage and or avoid burnout?
So when you walk through the doors of Skyterra, you definitely become a different person in such a great way. And you really do leave burnout like at the check-in counter, which is awesome because they have so many classes.
You know, that makes me think maybe we should have like this box where you like can grab like a burnout card and then you can just put it in the box when you check
love
in.
It.
Keep
love
going.
It.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that. So the classes here, whether you are sweating in a fitness class, running a 5K here, or just sitting chatting with a therapist here, or going to another foundational class on sleep, the classes here are just written to wipe burnout away. So being here, number one. If you can't be here, there's a great Skyterra at Home website where Jeff and Alan and the team here at Skyterra puts amazing resources, videos, everything from recipes and workouts, etc. So highly recommend that. They have a wonderful Facebook group. They have a page as well for all of you that have not been here. And then once you become a Skyterra guest, you get to be a part of a special Facebook group.
Like-minded,
very exclusive. But it's wonderful. I've met so many guests remotely on there. And it really, back to my point in the beginning about accountability, it's really just a positive, uplifting, inspiring group of people that continues to grow week after week. So I definitely lean on that as well.
Yeah.
Were you expecting all that the first time you came to Skyterra?
I was not. I was pleasantly surprised. And pro tip here is that these resources are all free. The SkyTerra at Home and their Facebook page and everything. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, top tip for people thinking about coming to SkyTerra, they've experienced corporate burnout. What would be your they're in corporate burnout. What would be your suggestion?
Don't hesitate. Book a stay. When I was looking at this, in full transparency, I've been to wellness retreats literally all around the world, from Thailand to Mexico to Canada.
I didn't know you had been to that many retreats before coming to SkyTerra.
Yes, I definitely did.
Thanks
my research.
Thanks for choosing North Carolina.
I definitely did my research. Brevard, North Carolina is at the top of my list.
Epic.
So, but I looked at all the reviews, and feel free, those listeners, please, you know, read the reviews. They have also like sample weekly and daily schedules on there as well. So can't highly recommend this place enough. It just has the right mix and balance for you to kind of create your own journey here too. And get excited to meet people that are kind of going through the same thing you are in one way or the other. And they're going to be here and enjoying SkyTerra with you from all over the nation and the world.
Mm-hmm. And I think what I've seen is you've made a lot of friends. Like, you almost have a support network from your time at SkyTerra. Can you describe to listeners what that looks like at home?
Yes. So it's a great question, Jeff. And it's everything from weekly phone calls with my sweet 70-year-old friend in Florida.
I knew that. She was who was coming to mind.
Yeah,
for me
too.
Yeah. Both and like super fit 70-year-old in Florida.
Absolutely. I see her every holiday season, and both my grandmothers have passed, so she's my adopted grandmother.
Aww.
And then I have a couple different WhatsApp groups. SkyTerra Skinnies, shout out to those ladies. And we all try to plan trips back here, and there's just different ways we all connect, even if it's just a simple text checking on someone. I love keeping in touch with everyone.
Yeah, I love seeing the pictures on the private Facebook group of you and your Florida adopted grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah, Jenna stays pretty active.
Yeah.
Now, for guests out there, listeners who can't make it to SkyTerra, I mean, it'd be awesome to come to a wellness retreat as much as possible. And you've experienced going to a wellness retreat such as SkyTerra and then going back home. How do you stay focused after you leave SkyTerra to avoid that burnout trap that we've been discussing?
So, great question, Jeff. And I want to tell all the listeners, it's not easy. And I think it's even more challenging with COVID times and the ever-changing corporate world that I'm in as well, too. So give yourself patience. Jeff actually leads a great SkyTerra home planning session, and we really break down the goals to be super digestible, so you're not going home with a laundry list to focus on. And you focus really on those top one or two goals, refine them, practice them, make them habits, and then pivot to additional goals. So I come back to SkyTerra really for fine tuning of those goals and creating new goals too. But that home planning session is awesome. Again, we've mentioned the Facebook group several different times too. This podcast series, I know I'm one of many people featured on this. So lots of different other topics here. So I encourage you to get inspired and educated with the other topics on this series. And then, as I mentioned, SkyTerra at Home and all the great online resources.
I think, you know, if we ever have a marketing need, Jenna's in.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, just don't tell Meta if we start recruiting you.
Okay.
Final thoughts. You've brought a lot of action steps and concepts to our listenership today. What are the final thoughts, tips you would tell our listeners to remember so that they can stay out of corporate burnout?
Love it. Number one, really be patient with yourself too. You know, even coming to a retreat too, I'm a solo traveler almost 99% of the time too. So being patient with yourself as you go on this journey of potentially getting in and out of corporate burnout too, and realizing it truly is a journey, no matter how you are trying to tackle this, whether it is truly coming to a retreat or tackling this at home, more of a DIY approach. And recognizing that burnout can go in and out of your life, and accepting when it does come in, recognizing, and again, as mentioned before, taking all the solutions into account as well. Being mindful, and really, a lot of people tell me I always see the glass half full, and I'm really trying to stay positive, and this world is ever changing. So continue to wear those rose-colored glasses when you can in this crazy world.
Yeah.
Well said, Jenna. So be patient with yourself. Understand that burnout will go in and out of your life, and stay positive, because anyone out there who's in an intense work environment, has a busy schedule, it is so important to adopt that growth mindset, to look at the glass half full, as the way Jenna does.
Yeah.
Thank you both. This is so exciting to be a part of.
Yeah. Thanks so much for taking the time. We know you're here to reset and recharge. And we're so grateful that you made it down to the booth, Jenna.
Yeah. And came up with this topic yourself. That was super cool.
Of course.
Are you ready to go sign the door? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I heard there's a door I should be signing. So I'm excited. And then I'm going to go hit up the pickleball courts.
Heck yeah.
All right, listeners, stick around for our 5-minute focus. Hey everyone, let's get your focus right for the rest of the week. All the time, I hear this one phrase around campus, this one piece of the puzzle that guests feel like they're missing, this one obstacle they constantly proclaim. Lack of motivation. If you're a human, you've probably once said this: I just wish I had more motivation, or I just can't get motivated. It's quite funny that when we aren't executing, we say this to ourselves. Why? Because motivation is not something you can readily rely on. And yet there is a consistent self-talk beatdown when you don't have it, when you don't feel like it's there. Over the next few months, my plan is to speak into this concept of motivation with the objective of helping you, our listener, to change your relationship with it. There are 8 reasons that will cause anyone to lack motivation, and you deserve to not feel like your motivation is constantly depleted. As I said earlier, we cannot readily rely on it, but we can take steps to make sure it is operating at its full potential. The first reason why you might be lacking motivation is because you don't know what you want, or there is a lack of clarity around what you want. If you refer back to our coaching model, the triangle of change, this is why step 2 is so important. Someone without a vision, clarity for where they want to go, will always be behind the 8-ball in motivation. What I always say is this: it's not about weight or the stress in your life. It's about how the weight and stress is making you feel. If you desire to keep motivation high, you have to not only identify the outcomes you are going after, i.e. weight loss, stress reduction, but you have to get clear with why you want to achieve this outcome. Creating change in your life is not a knowledge issue. It's a priority issue. It's a focus issue. Once we take our fuzzy dreams we have and write them down into a vision, then motivation tends to flow naturally. What's the Napoleon Hill quote? A goal is a dream with a deadline. If you lack motivation in any area of your life, any life account, it's because you're missing the details, which makes it hard to prioritize and focus when we don't understand the target we are trying to sling back the arrow towards. The solution: keep your friends close and your vision even closer. Your friends are the people and resources in your life that support you. Your vision is the clarity on your wants, how your life is going to be different. What I want you to do next is to go back to our Triangle of Change episodes that we released earlier this year. If you haven't taken the time to write out your vision, the target, please do so. If you listened to those episodes and you did write out your vision, I want you to keep this vision a little closer this week and even beyond. Put the vision in your daily planner or post it somewhere in your house, your office, where you're going to regularly run into it. Remember this: you might be lacking motivation simply because you don't know what you want, or you haven't taken the time to clearly define it. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. You can subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, please share Inspire Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise in diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.